1.
Is retired astronaut Scott Kelly. In October 2015, he set the American record for the total consecutive number of days spent in space. From 2015 to 2016, 340 days. He's a former military fighter pilot, veteran of 4 space flights. His new books out just yesterday are Endurance, A Year in Space, A Lifetime of Discovery, and a children's book, My Journey to the Stars.
2.
Yeah, correct. So I left Houston about 6 weeks before our launch, which is in Kazakhstan, like you said. I actually flew to Moscow. Mm-hmm. We have a place called Star City. It's where we train. Half of the space station is Russian-built, and the vehicle we launch on is the Soyuz. We do a lot of training in Star City. Mm-hmm. So I flew over there about 6 weeks prior. Did final exams and some other refresher training, some ceremonial stuff. And then about a week prior, you fly down to Baikonur, which is in Kazakhstan, Central Asia.
3.
When you go from 0 to 17,500 miles an hour in 9 minutes, that's a lot of energy. And in the case of the Soyuz, you're lying on your back. Mm-hmm. It's about as small as it can possibly be, and you could fit 3, grown people in there. Your knees are up to your chin. It's not mm-hmm. – so the acceleration is through your chest. Mm-hmm. Gets up to, for launch, about 4 Gs. And it was actually harder to breathe in the space shuttle. I think it was because of the design of the seat and the mm-hmm. straps on your mm-hmm. chest and the oxygen bottles, which actually kind of compress your chest to make it difficult to breathe as you got were accelerating quicker and quicker.
4.
Kid that couldn't pay attention and do his homework, very much like, I think, people that have ADD or ADHD. Yep. I think if I was in school today, I'd be diagnosed that way. So mm-hmm. I didn't do particularly well. Mm-hmm. I did go to college because it was kind of expected of me, and I wanted to go. But still, when I got there, I still couldn't pay attention, mm-hmm. And I was, struggling. And then one day I go into the bookstore, and to buy gum or something, not a book.
Yeah.
But I saw the right stuff on the shelf. I picked it up. And if it was a spark that made me aspire to do something that, I didn't really think was possible, but I was going to try my hardest to get there.
5.
There was one interesting result that I've heard about several months ago, and that is our telomeres. And their telomeres are things...
The ends of the chromosomes?
Yeah, the ends of the chromosomes, the length of the chromosomes, the length of these, and the quality is an indication of our physical age. Mm-hmm. So as we age, they get more frayed,
yes.
and shorter.
Yeah.
And the hypothesis was, I was in space, a lot of radiation, microgravity, stressful environment.
Yeah.
Mine would go in the direction of aging.
And...
It was the exact opposite. Mine got better compared to my brothers on Earth.
6.
We get a sunrise and a sunset, one or the other every 45 minutes, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. So it's really based on it's just the time standard that you use. So about a third of your time is spent doing science. I would say another third is repairing the hardware that breaks. And then... just kind of general, housekeeping, mm-hmm. general upkeep of the systems that you have to do. As an example, we make water out of our urine.
7.
Some are, fighter pilots, and some are scientists. But in my experience, having that, not only the international aspect, but the diversity of the group of people that... I have the privilege of having this profession makes for a stronger team. It makes for a stronger program. People have different opinions, different ways of looking at and solving problems. So, that cultural difference and just diversity in general makes us a better space program.
8.
First of all, the space station gets hit by space junk every day. There's a lot of stuff out there. This stuff is generally small, does not cause significant damage. But normally, if it's a big piece, the U.S. Air Force can see it. But sometimes they either don't see it early enough or the math, the calculations aren't right. In the case we had a Russian satellite coming at us at 17,500 miles an hour in the opposite direction as we were going, which is a 35,000 mile an hour collision, which probably means if we would have gotten hit, we would have never even known it.